My name is Keith Green. I was diagnosed with HIV in March of 1994. I am currently an associate editor for Positively Aware magazine, as well as a graduate student at the School of Social Work at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
My relationships with my family and my friends have greatly improved.
Okay.
There is a greater level of honesty and openness, and we can have dialogue about anything. When I was forced to have dialogue about my HIV status, everything else became, you know, like nothing.
Yeah.
To talk about sexuality, whatever, you know. So I have really seen, too, that I do have people in my life that love me unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been the most important thing, and I think the thing that has kept me alive.
Were you able to disclose, like, to your family in such right away, or is that something that happened after you got sick?
I told my mom and in high school, there were six of us,
mm-hmm.
three guys, three girls, that hung together like glue. And I had them all together. No, I told my mom first,
mm-hmm.
and then invited all of them over and passed around the letter I got from LifeSource. So I did all of that within like 24 hours. Like, this is what's going on.
Okay.
But the thing was, I'm giving you this information about me, but I don't want to talk about it. And I don't want it to be brought up again. That was what I told them at the time. I'm giving you this information, but I don't want to talk about it. And I didn't talk about it for years.
Mm-hmm. How did they respond to you when you did that with them?
My mom really took it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard. I never felt anything negative. I felt just a lot of concern, and I felt that in some way she felt that she was possibly responsible somehow.
Hmm.
But I never felt anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
My friends were all very, very supportive, very scared. That was one thing that they expressed, that mm-hmm. they were fearful. They didn't know, you know. One of my friends said, you know, I really thought that we would grow old together. You know, I can't believe that this is happening to you. So they were very supportive, but they were all very afraid and very scared, and rightfully so.
Were you able to talk with your girlfriend at that time? Was she one of that group of people?
Or? I didn't. I actually, within a week or two, just broke it off.
Mm-hmm.
Broke it off with no excuse or no reason. And just recently, she was able to get closure on that because we're still close. You know, she has two children. I see her all the time. And so recently, I was able to disclose it to her and talk about why, although I think she's a wonderful, beautiful person, I had to break it off at the time.
In general, how do you wish people and, you know, your family and your close friends would treat you?
The same. I think that they treat me exactly the way that I want to be treated.
Okay.
I don't want to be treated any different. I don't want any special attention. But I do want support. I do need support, but that's in everything. I need support in, you know, going through this master's program. I need support,
right.
Working the hours that I work. So I just need support, period. And I get that.
So how do you decide whether or not to disclose your HIV status to people?
Well, lately I don't have a choice. Usually when I meet people, they already know because I'm pretty public. I'm a public figure,
mm-hmm.
and I talk about it everywhere I am. So lately it isn't even really an issue. There are moments sometimes when, you know, it is an issue where I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to disclose it, but they're very rare and few far and in between.
When are those moments? Is it when you're meeting people new or?
When I'm meeting people new, especially if we are meeting to date,
mm-hmm.
it gets sticky. Like, if they don't know, which is rare, it's kind of like, okay, here we go. You know, we have to have this conversation. It's not hard to have. I usually started with, I put it on them. I ask them if they know their status. Then we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very, and that's even progressed. Like, now, if somebody tells me they don't know their status, I'm very unlikely to be intimate with them. Because this day and age, if you don't know your status, you're not the person for me. Because you're just not, you know, you're not cognizant of the fact that you are a man who has sex with men, and we are the highest risk
right.
population.
Right.
So if you don't understand that, then our worlds are not going to gel at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you don't understand reinfection, you don't understand resistant virus, you don't understand any of that. So we will be friends, and I will educate you and get you tested and make sure, but as far as intimacy, we're not even going there.
Not on the same page, yeah. Well, so far, what do you think is the best response you've ever gotten from telling someone your HIV status?
The best response I've got, there was a girl in a class at CVS High School, CVCA High School actually now, and I was doing a presentation there, and she was just overjoyed at the fact that I had the courage to stand in front of this class and say that.
Mm-hmm.
And her words to me, her expression to me was, there was so much love and so much appreciation, and she wished me so much strength and well-being that I was almost overtaken. I hardly ever break down in presentations, but I almost did because of her reaction.
What do you think is probably the worst response you've ever had?
The worst response I ever had was from someone who, in a presentation, who was pretty ignorant, who said that that's what I got for engaging in intimate relations with other men. I mean, again, I was given a presentation, so I couldn't give him the Keith Green that people in the hood might know. Actually, the audience got him together.
Oh.
I didn't really even have to do anything. There was sort of this, you know, all eyes on him kind of thing, and there were a couple of folks in that room that got him together for me. I really didn't even have to do it.